We're on page 10 of your workbook. We've done four-step training cycle. We're now going to talk about the coaching logic. Focus on strengths, not weaknesses. Okay? Focus on strengths, not weaknesses. The rationale, we contribute based on our strengths. Focusing on weaknesses is very inefficient, in fact, futile. You must manage weaknesses. Don't attempt to improve them. Let me elaborate. It is easier and far more productive to enhance your strengths than to improve your weaknesses. I play golf, but not too well. Let's say in a scale of 10, I'm a 5, and the passing grade is 7.5. To make the passing grade of 7.5 out of 10, I have to improve by what percent if I'm a 5? 50%. To go from 5 to 7.5 is a 50% improvement in my game. Okay? Tiger Woods is probably a 9.5. Okay? Way past the passing mark. If he wants to perfect his game, to go from 9.5 to say 9.9, let's say no one is perfect. What percentage is it? It's 0.4 on 9.5. It's less than 5%. Kasi strength niya eh. So 5% improvement, near perfect na siya. Ako, 50% improvement, passing pa lang, you see. So, am I going to spend the rest of my life trying to chase Tiger Woods? No. It's not my strength eh. Yun ang ibig ko sabihin. So, I don't know. Are you familiar with StrengthsFinder?
Yes.
Okay. If you've been through that, that's very good. Find out what your strengths are. Okay? And you need some validation, by the way. Okay? I mean, computerized surveys are one thing, but you need validation. And you have to have a healthy disrespect for surveys. Okay? Healthy. Huwag naman yung hindi ka maniniwala. Because when the survey says this is your strength, try to get some third-party validation from your peers. Okay? Okay. God created you to contribute based on your strengths. If you don't make that contribution, no one else will. So, I'm setting you up for something, but just stay with me. You manage weaknesses by collaborating with others who have complementary strengths. In Del Monte, if the vice president for marketing is a generalist, the marketing manager that we will hire will be a very nitty-gritty person. So that yung weakness nitong VP will be complemented by the nitty-grittiness of the marketing manager. That's how we hired people. When we're hiring people, it's always, oh, paano mag-fit itong batang ito? So we complement. That way, the team as a composite is a very strong team. Okay. So ganun po ang the mainstream logic. Okay. What is the key? The key is humility to allow for accurate self-assessment of strengths and weaknesses. Kailangan humble ka, kailangan objective ka. Hindi pwedeng pipili ka ng strengths mo, hindi mo naman strength. Okay? And then, have a mindset that everyone has some strength. Now, before we go there, big caveat. Okay? Big caveat. I agree with StrengthsFinder, etc. I agree that we should contribute based on our strengths. But listen carefully. God is not hostage to our strengths. Okay? God can use you even in your area of weakness. So pay attention. Okay? Very, very care. Very, very important input. Na baka sa'yo, hindi ko gagawin yan. Hindi ko strength yan eh. Eh, yun ang pinapagawa sa'yo eh. Then humble yourself and do it. And God might make a tremendous contribution. It's rare. It's not mainstream thinking. But you can't put God in a box. Okay? Develop your strengths. Focus on your strengths. But do not remember God is not hostage to your strengths. Okay? When I became president in Del Monte, I came from sales and marketing. But the sales and marketing component was probably 15-20% only of the job. 80% of it was plantation management and cannery management, for crying out loud. I'm not an engineer. And it is serious agriculture, 17,000 hectares of pineapple. I mean, you could get sick of pineapple just going through the plantation. And I didn't know anything about plantation management. I didn't even take care of my own garden, crying out loud. Okay? But what happened? I'm not an engineer. I'm intimidated by machines. I can't fix my own car. I'm that kind of a guy. What happened? By the time I left, Del Monte was able to make engineering restructuring and a revamp of the cannery, which will probably endure for many years. It is the biggest cannery revamp, a restructuring, a re-engineering of the cannery since we were founded 85 years ago. And that was led by a sales and marketing type. It was not my strength, but God used me. Okay, we achieved productivity in the plantation measured by number of tons per acre that have not been matched up to now. And I am not an agriculture person. So, sabi ko, Lord, nakakatawa ka, no? I mean, ang dami ng magagaling sa agriculture, plantation management, and cannery management na dumaan before me, but they were not able to do what we... Because what we did, you cannot revamp, you cannot stop the cannery and revamp it. While it is running and achieving its production, you have to revamp it. So it's like changing the tire of a car while it's running. And sabi ko sa cannery director, sabi ko, Bert, who's a genius, by the way, what will it take? Sabi niya, Alex, are you serious? It's going to take about $18 million. And this is what will have to be done. It's gonna, katakot-takot na gulo, sabi niya. Katakot-takot na gulo. Pero sabi ko, kaya mo? Kaya ba natin? Oo, kung seryoso ko, ha? Ano ito? Magulo ito? Messy ito? Oh, sabi ko. So the guy must have looked at me and say, this guy's crazy. See, the danger of an ignorant person is that he's going to try anything. See? And so there were no boundaries. As far as I'm concerned, sabi mo, pwede. But I told him, Bert, kung sesemp lang ito, patay tayong dalawa. And he knew it. Sabi ko, you're out, but they'll get me too. So we knew it. But we did it. We did it. And when the people from San Francisco came, these were the experts in cannery management, blah, blah, blah. They told me, you know what, Alex, it's one thing to have a vision. It's another to actually fulfill it. And I was so amazed. And that's where I get this thought that, yeah, strengths finder, that's great. But remember, God is not hostage to your strength. So don't not do anything just because it's not your strength. If you feel God is calling you to do that, go for it. Go for it, okay? Cultivate strengths, but depend on the Holy Spirit to harness the strength and give glory to God alone. Now, have a mindset that everyone has some strengths. Now, some of you might be thinking, nako, Alex, pag nakita mo yung mga volunteers ko, wala atang strength mo ito eh. I want you to look around and get a partner. Okay? We have another exercise. Well, you need a piece of paper and a pencil. Get a partner. Okay? Sit beside your partner. Ready? Go! Partner, okay. Partner. Kayong dalawa? Kayong madalawa? Okay. Partner. Okay, good. Okay, everybody has a partner? Ay, but may absent, ano? Butal tayo kanina eh. Harold, okay. All right. Mas matagal pa setup kaysa sa exercise. Exercise instructions. No talking. Only looking. You have 60 seconds. Look at your partner and write as many things as you can about your partner as long as it is positive. Okay? I will repeat. Look at your partner. Write anything and everything you can write about your partner, not talking. It could be physical and then you guess, ang character nito, ganito. You don't have to be accurate as long as that's your best interpretation. As long as it is positive. 60 seconds only. No talking, only writing and looking. Ready, go. 15 seconds. Time's up. Okay, now, stay with your partner. Exchange papers. Okay, I want a sample. Hello. Okay, I'm going to go to some people here, all right? Okay. Tell me, what did your partner say about you? Listen up. Listen up, come on. We don't have time.
Okay, go. Anna wrote about me, calm, healthy hair, loves black, active, neat, sense of empathy, and sensitive.
Very good, so positive lahat. What did your partner say about you? Name of your partner and what did you say about you?
Marian told me, wrote like, I'm strong, decisive, dependable, upbeat. What's that? Fashionista, and last, achiever.
Okay, very good. Positive lahat. Thank you very much. What about you, sir? Your partner, what he said about you? She said about you?
What she said about me?
Yeah.
I was decisive and neat daw.
Decisive, neat, ano ba?
Neat. And? Good stature daw. Good stature.
Hey, come on. No put down here. We will affirm on that. Okay, decisive, neat, good stature.
Yeah.
Okay, what did he say about you? Oh, exchange paper.
Ano
to? Industrious.
Listen up.
Industrious.
Yeah.
Anyone married? Okay, well groomed and then industrious.
Well groomed and industrious.
Yeah, I don't know why industrious.
Okay. That won't get you far with girls, well groomed and industrious. But anyway, that's positive. It's positive. Giselle.
From
partner mo, sino?
Jenny,
okay.
She said I was well dressed, hardworking, young. Pretty, kind, thoughtful, seems sweet and friendly. Dreamer.
Okay, very nice. Jenny, what did Giselle say about you?
Giselle said, I'm smart because I'm wearing glasses now. Glasses must have read a lot. Fashionable, carries herself well. Perky, amiable, seems jolly and people person.
Wow. Nice. Okay, kayong dalawa. What did you guys say about one another?
Like I wrote, a very warm person. Always willing to lend a helping hand, happy, jolly bibato. Easy to get along with. And thoughtful.
Okay, nice.
Ate Merly wrote, nice looking, gentle, smiling face, soft-spoken, easy to be with, easy to please.
Very nice. Thank you very much. A couple more. Dito, anong sinabi ng partner mo sa'yo?
Si Ate Ruth po sabi niya, friendly, generous, kind, fun, sweet, excellent, dependable, diligent, firm, loving, forgiving, bubbly.
Wow! Ruth, what did Ruth say about you?
Friendly, approachable, easy to get along with, organized, loving, warm, jolly, encourager, flexible.
Interesting. Okay. We don't have time to finish everybody here. It's interesting. Men typically have less to say than women. I mean, not him. Exception. Okay. I mean, neat hair and industrious. Now, what's the point? We're gonna work on you, Ramir. We need to. I'm gonna coach Ramir. All right. What's the point? Let's process the exercise, okay? You and I, as Romans 6:23 people, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Somehow we are wired not to see the positives in people. In fact, we are quick to see the negative. However, if we focus hard enough, we will see the strengths in people. How much time did I give you? 60 seconds. Okay? If you focus hard enough, you will find the strengths in people. Is that important? Of course. You want to be a 5-star people manager? You want to be someone people look up to and say, you know what, I like that person because, lalang, napaka-positive. Ang ibig sabihin nun, parati akong pinupuri. Parati akong in-encourage. And you need people to think good of themselves so that they will work with you and for you. Okay? They can commit to you. Okay? So, another one, bring this home. If you have children, do this for each of your children. See the strengths of each of your children. Sometimes, kasi, I mean, if you have kids, there are kids who are rebellious. There are kids who are matigas ang ulo. There are kids that are easy. And as a parent, you can fall into the temptation of ayaw mong tingnan yung strengths ng anak mong matigas ang ulo. But sometimes it's the kid that will really has the great potential to become a great leader. So bring this home. If you're married, you know, see the strengths of your spouse. If you're not yet married, but you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, yeah, do this and decide. Siya ba talaga? O kulang? Whatever. Okay. Remember, we are not hostage. God is not hostage to our strengths, but we need to manage our strengths and contribute based on our strengths. All right. The challenge of empowerment. Let's say you've trained people and people are responding to your training. You have volunteers and they are responding to your training. So you need to empower. You need to learn how to empower. And it is a challenge. Why do many leaders not empower their people? Why are there so many control freaks on earth? I mean, I'm a control freak and I've been struggling to get out of being a control freak. And sometimes God will use children, God will use a spouse, God will use a situation where I have no control and I have to trust Him. Well, three reasons. They have not trained their people well. Or they feel threatened. Eh, pag in-empower ko yung mga Alex, di baka palitan nila ako. And that is based on low self-esteem. Here are the principles. Only secure leaders will empower others. So what does that mean? If you feel insecure, you're going to have problems empowering people, even when they are ready to be empowered. Oh, by the way, let's make that very clear. Don't empower people if they're not ready. Because disaster yan. Eh, siyempre, dapat turuan mo muna. O pag magaling na, dun mo siya i-release. Eh, victory, alam mo naman. Empowering comes ahead of the skill development. That's why this it's so exciting to be in this church. Kasi wala ka pang alam, ini-empower ka na. Oh, sige, bahala ka na. Sige, balata mo, tayo mo. Now, okay, that's good. But in fairness to the church, that's why there's a lot of training now. Because they want the skill level to match the empowerment. This is a very empowering culture. So, but ikaw, you and your direct reports, you and the volunteers, make sure you train people. Kanya job description, it all comes together. You need the job description, you need the performance appraisal, you need those structures and processes so that when people are ready to be empowered, dun lamang nagiging issue ang empowerment. Empowerment becomes an issue when people are ready to be empowered but you refuse to empower them. Yan ang issue. Okay? So, let's say, itong point na to, itong slide na to, we're talking about people, they are ready to be empowered but you, the leader, refuse to empower. Okay, so, bakit? Typically, yun na nga yan. Yung they have not trained their people well, tinanggal na natin yun. Let's say, na-train na nga. People feel threatened because of low self-esteem. Okay? Empowerment implies a voluntary reduction in your power to, in fact, give it to others. If I have 100% power and I empower Fern here, if I give Fern 10% of my power, I will only have 90% left. Kanya, it takes away from me. Kanya, I need to find my security, not in my power, but somewhere else. If my security is in my position or my power, talaga hindi ako mag-empower. Kasi may insecure ako eh. at the end of the day, it becomes a spiritual issue. There's a myth. If I develop my people, I become dispensable. You want the brutal reality? You are dispensable. But the other reality is this. While everyone is dispensable, if you are a developer of leaders, you will become precious to your organization. Okay, let me repeat. I mean, there's no beating around it. You and I, we are all dispensable. Okay, I mean, if God takes you home now, God forbid, guess what? Victory will go on. I mean, I have a joke to myself. When I resigned from Procter & Gamble, I was shocked how they were able to manage without me. And I went to Pepsi-Cola, and I left Pepsi. Surprise, surprise, they thrived without my services. Then I went to Warner Lambert and left Warner Lambert. They became even better after I left them. And of course, I retired from Del Monte 7 years ago, and it's thriving. Why? Because I am dispensable. But the issue is not dispensability. The issue is, what value do I provide? And the biggest value that a leader provides is the reproduction of other leaders. Ganyan po yung discipleship. We reproduce ourselves. Okay? So, huwag kang ma-insecure. But what if some people have low self-esteem? How do you solve that problem? Where do children get their self? What is self-esteem? Self-worth. When someone significant to me loves me unconditionally. Okay? The source of self-esteem or self-worth. When someone who is significant to me loves me unconditionally. Someone important to me loves me unconditionally. If you are not important to me and you don't love me, that will not affect me. But if you are important to me and you don't love me, it will affect me. Now, where do people get their self-esteem? In fact, let's start with children. Where do children get their self-esteem? Very good. The little baby inside his or her crib. A six-month-old baby, if you could record his or her thoughts, it's going to go like this. Through the bars of her crib, she's going to say, you know that big girl there? That's my mama. She loves me very much. And you know that big boy there? That's my papa. He loves me too. In fact, I can do anything I like. And they will still love me. And that's how people get their self-esteem. Now, what if parents blow it? As parents do. I mean, what if your father ran away when you were two? Or your mother ran away when you were two? Or your father and mother both ran away and put you in an orphanage when you were two? If we depended on our parents, what would happen? In leadership seminars, I tell people, if you want to become a five-star people manager, you need a lot of self-worth. And you can't do that until you develop the vertical aspects of your life. Meaning the spiritual dimension of your life. Until you connect vertically to God. Because, of course, this is an easy group. We're all Christians. But in the outside world, I can't talk very freely about being born again Christian, etc. Because people pay to get these lessons and they don't want any religion. But to us here, and outside, I couch it this way. I said, look, you have to develop the vertical dimension of your life. And then I share with them my own. I tell them, okay, time out. This is personal now. To me, God is the most significant person in the universe. And he's the most significant person to me. And you know what? He loves me unconditionally. Okay? And so, my self-worth is secure. I know I have self-esteem, so I can delegate. I can empower. Because the source of my self-esteem does not come from my position or from my power. Okay, so important yung, and we'll talk about this more in the last section. Now, so empowerment is important, but let me show you the consequence of a lack of empowerment. Okay? The consequence of a lack of empowerment. If you don't empower people, this is what's going to happen. I hope you can see this. Okay? This is a Russian doll. Okay? If you don't empower, if this is you, the people who report to you will not achieve their full potential. They will be organizational retards. Okay? If you don't empower, people will not grow to their full potential. Now, that's bad enough. But when they begin to follow your example, because sooner or later they will have their own people, and they will pick up on your disempowering style, their people will even be more retarded than they. When that third generation picks up a disempowering style, it becomes part of the culture. And so forth, and so on, such that your disempowering leadership style will beget a legacy of dwarfs. I would rather that this is us. Not necessarily that we're dwarfs, even though spiritually that can be easily true. I would rather start at this point and manage my people in such a way that when they are ready, I empower them and I allow them to grow to their full potential. And I will not care if they become bigger than me. That's what I love about Steve. He does not care if people become bigger than him. Because as that leadership style is transferred from one generation to another, it will beget a legacy of giants. And nothing can stop that organization. Okay? I've seen dwarfs in a lot of government bureaucracies. There's no training and development. There's no empowerment. You go from one desk to another. Okay? I've seen it in some companies. I've also seen a legacy of giants. I mean, you name it. Google, Apple, in the business world. Procter & Gamble is a great example. It's been there, 150 years and still going strong. Okay? So choose your legacy. Dwarfs or giants? I mean, I think the answer is clear. The issue is, am I willing to pay the price? Okay? Am I willing to be the leader God wants me to be so that others who will work with me will develop to their full potential? I will not be a hindrance to the development of people to their full potential. Another self-appraisal. How empowering a leader are you? Rate yourself in a scale of 10, 1 being the lowest. Ready? Go. Okay. We've done number 3. Number 1, make sure 5 structural structures and processes are in place. What's number 2? Be a person of influence, not just one of. Number 3? Mentor, coach. Okay. Kasi marami nagme-mentor and coach pero ayaw mag-empower eh. So sabi ko, eh, ba't ka ba nag-train? Ngayon mo na empower. Magkakapatid yun eh. Pag nag-mentor ka, nag-coach ka, dapat mag-empower ka. Otherwise, tinapon mo lahat yung ginawa mo. Okay? We're going to number 4, and would you believe we have caught up in our time, so I can be more leisurely now. Okay? Number 4. Cultivate the right attitudes to develop a winsome culture. Okay? Winsome culture. So you've got some structural and process things in place. You're learning to become a person of influence. You're mentoring, you're coaching, you're empowering your people. You need now to create an environment to sustain all of this. Okay? Because these things require a particular environment to thrive. And you do this by cultivating certain attitudes. Okay? You cultivate certain attitudes about yourself and others so that this culture will emerge. Okay? What we want is a team culture. What we want is a winsome. Everyone say winsome. Okay? We have the doctrine, but often Christians are not winsome. Tama ka nga, pero visit ka naman, so why should I listen to you? Hindi ka winsome eh. You know, pupukpukin mo ako ng Bible, pero ba't ganyan ang ano? Hindi winsome eh. Hindi winning. Eh si Jesus winning eh. Winning personality si Jesus eh. Talagang sarap kasama ni Jesus eh. O pag na sumama ka sa kanya, then tuturuan kanya. Hindi yung tuturuan kita, tapos iwanan kita. So you need a culture. Kasi later on I'll tell you, culture is the supervisor. The true supervisor is culture. So attitudes lead to a winsome culture. The right attitudes lead to a winsome culture. Viktor Frankl said, we cannot change a situation. When we cannot change a situation, we are forced to change ourselves. Choosing one's attitude in any given situation is the last of one's freedoms. Mr. Frankl was a Nazi camp survivor. He observed that more people were dying because of despair than because of lack of food or the gas chamber. I mean, people were dead spiritually before they walked into the gas chambers. Because, ang na-notice niya, they've lost hope. Okay? And so he figured, sabi niya, what can I do? The guards have guns, I don't have guns. They are well-fed, we are underfed. I cannot even, force my way to freedom from this concentration camp. They control everything. We have no control. Then he discovered something. Let me just put my thing on silent. He discovered something. Sino ba itong tawag ng tawag ito? Hang on, I will just remove the noise. Excuse me. Paul Barker will get me for this. Ayan, no? Kulit eh. Okay. Silent. All right. You can ring all you want. He noticed he still had control over one thing, his attitude. And he insisted, I will survive. They will not conquer my spirit. Okay? They will not conquer my spirit. And he did survive. By the grace of God. Chuck Swindoll said, life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I think about it. Okay? Life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I think about it. I mean, if you watch the London Paralympics, you've seen people without feet competing in a 400-meter dash. They had synthetic feet. Now, that's very strong attitude. Typically, you'd give up if you didn't have feet. 2 feet. But attitude is the secret ingredient. So cultivating the right attitudes towards yourself and others helps you sustain a caring leadership style which develops a winsome culture. What you want is a caring leadership style, and if that is practiced consistent enough, it will develop into a winsome culture. Okay? It will attract people to the organization. So, let's talk about your attitude towards yourself. Okay? Do you like yourself? Some of you don't like yourself. Huh? You wake up in the morning, look at the mirror. It's not exactly Brad Pitt if you are a guy. And, sa amin, madali. Ganyan na lang niya. Okay na. If you're a girl, that might even be more problem. It's not, you know, are you happy with yourself? Do you like yourself? You should, by the way. No matter what people say. Okay, we have a test. I will give you four questions. I will ask you to rate yourself in four areas, okay? In a scale of 10. 1 is the lowest, 10 is the highest. One is the lowest, 10 is the highest. Okay, you only have 5 seconds to answer each question. Well, that's a workbook. So just pay attention. 1 is the lowest, 10 is the highest. Scale of 10. Okay. Rate yourself as a breadwinner or financial provider. 1, you can't even support yourself. 10, you can support yourself and others. Okay? Rate yourself as a financial provider, as a breadwinner. Scale of 10. Just one number, okay? Just one number. Second question. Rate yourself as a worker, as a ministry worker, as an admin worker. 1, you should be fired at the end of the business. And you should not have been sent to the seminar. It's a waste of time. 10, you should be the next senior pastor or whatever. So rate yourself as a worker. You should head the department, okay? Scale of 10. Just one number. 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Number 3, rate yourself as a citizen of the country. I'm presuming all of you are Filipinos. 1, you should be deported and stripped of your citizenship. Shame on you. 10, you should run for president. So, how law-abiding are you? Do you pay your taxes? Do you run through the red lights? Shame on you. Shame on me too, by the way. Scale of 10. All right, finally, rate yourself as a person. 1, maybe God made a mistake. 10, you are the model human being. Scale of 10. 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Now, according to psychologists, the last rating should be the highest. As a matter of fact, it should be a 10. As a matter of fact, if it is not a 10, will you kindly change it to a 10 right now? Yeah, just take it on faith. I'll explain to you. Just put a 10 there. Okay? Somebody asked me why. You don't want to ask me? I won't tell you. Okay. You know, these kids think there are always trick questions here. The first 3 ratings are ratings of performance. The last rating is a rating of value. I can rate you 1 to 10 as a breadwinner, depending on how much money you bring in. I can rate you 1 to 10 as a worker, depending on how well you work. I can rate you 1 to 10 as a citizen, depending on how good you are as a citizen, how law-abiding you are. But as a person, you're a 10. Because that's value. There's no performance as a person. How do you perform as a person? Allah. Being a person, you're 10. Okay? Why do I know this? Sabi ni God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I mean, do I need any more proof as a Christian? God gave me his only begotten son. I gotta be a 10. I mean, otherwise, would God have said, oops, Jesus, sorry, you had to go to the cross to die for these eight rank people? No. God valued us so much that he gave his only begotten son. All right, so I was doing this in a seminar, okay? So somebody raised his hand. Eh, ikaw, Alex, Christian ka eh. Eh, kung ako, I don't believe in God, paano yan? Eh, di sige, sabi ko. Sakyan kita. We are in a super ferry boat going to Cebu. Minaalas tayo, pare. The boat begins to sink, a la Titanic. Okay? And, swerte naman tayo, we got to the lifeboat. The lifeboat has a capacity of 50 people. Tayong nakasakay sa lifeboat ay 20 people. There are 30 vacant seats in the lifeboat. Pero wala nang ibang sumasakay while the super ferry is sinking. So we are rowing away from the sinking super ferry. 20 people in a lifeboat that can accommodate 50 people. There are 30 more vacant seats. We see 100 people swimming towards us who jumped off the super ferry. But they did not get into a lifeboat. They're swimming towards us. Question to you, my dear friend unbeliever, who will you save? So, sabi niya, eh, nakipagtunggali sa akin. Sabi niya, women and children first. Okay, you chauvinist. Sabi ko, let's say there are no children. And, ano ba sinabi ko? Women and children na lahat. 100 yan. Eh, walang children, 100 women. Eh, paano? Sino yung sa-save mo? Elderly. Oh, sige. They are all 35 years old. Kasi example lang naman eh. But I wanted to get to a point. They are all 35-year-old women. Oh, single. No children. Wala sabi mo, yung may asawa at may anak. Oh, wala. Walang anak. Single lahat. Who will you save? Wala si God, ha? Wala si God dito. Who will you save? Of course, he was forced to save. Kung sinong makaabot sa atin? The first 30 to reach the boat. Why? Ba't hindi mo interviewin? Taxpayer ka ba? Hindi. Good citizen ka ba? Hindi. Hindi. So sabi ko, do you agree with me? First come, first served. Yes, sir, sabi sa akin. So you see, was God there? God was not there. This is an unbeliever's formula. But what's my point? My point is this. You know why it's first come, first served? Because they are all tens. Because their value is the same. So even without God in the equation, somewhere in your heart, you know, people are tens. What does this have to do with being a five-star people manager? Oh, everything. Number one, folks, you must understand and believe you are a 10. Una-una, nasa Bible po. Okay? Now, why is that important? Because if I don't see myself as a 10, I will never see others as 10s. And I will not treat them as 10s. Okay, if you want to become a five-star people manager, you had better get an accurate grip on your value so that you will get an accurate grip on the value of other people. We are all tens. And I will be the first to tell you, many of us live our lives not realizing that. It's one of the most liberating truths on earth. You're a ten. Regardless of your background, regardless of whether your parents broke up or not, regardless of your educational background, I don't care who you are, where you came from, or where you live. You are a 10 by the grace of God. And by the way, others are 10s. And you know what that does to you? It changes your, there's something about you that will change. And people are saying, you know, I like being with that guy. Bakit? Ewan ko. It's the attitude that it's an invisible yet palpable thing. Okay? So you are a 10, folk, and so are others. Okay? So are others. Any questions? I'm debating whether to... No. Tuloy natin. Sige. Next, self-appraisal. What is your attitude towards others? Okay? So, I will give you another minute. Mark the appropriate box to score yourself on the questions using the following scale. If you're finished, just look at your results. And the advice is to work on all attitudes scoring 3 and below. Okay? And then we will process the exercise.